Congressman Richard Neal visited Great Barrington, Williamstown, and North Adams, Massachusetts Friday. The dean of the state delegation was in the Berkshires to make grant announcements. Berkshire County received $1.1 million from the Environmental Protection Agency to remediate four brownfield projects in the region, three overseen by the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission and one by Williamstown. It totals 25% of all the money Massachusetts, and roughly 2% nationwide, received from the EPA 2 weeks ago to address pollution that threatens public health. Communities fear the agency will lose significant funding and programs under the White House's budget proposal. In a statement, the EPA says Administrator Scott Pruitt, quote, is concerned about the slow pace of cleanups of contaminated sites, end quote, and wants to speed up the process. Congressman Richard Neal, a Democrat from the 1st House District, spoke in North Adams Friday. The city is receiving $300,000 in grant funding.
I think it's a mistake to deny the science of climate change, and I think it's a mistake to leave the Paris Climate Accords. And I think for EPA and its relationship with Berkshire County and North Adams, is this will allow the mayor, the council, and the planning department to put in place a plan for reusing a lot of these old properties that then produce taxable revenue.
The funds will be used to assess the footprint of the Delph Tree building and a former gas station in North Adams. $200,000 will aid cleanup at the former Fotech property in Williamstown, where a $14.5 million affordable housing project is now underway. Another $300,000 will go toward completing assessment studies in Great Barrington. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says the EPA grant is not just an environmental grant, but an economic one, too.
The EPA grant is so beneficial because we're trying to open up our corridors. You know, we've got a lot of development going on in the West End. To open up our corridors, we have to make sure that we have clean and developable sites.
Neal also announced a roughly $450,000 Department of Homeland Security's assistance to firefighters grant to North Adams.
You know, the other part of it is that it's consistent with the EPA grant today as well, that in New England, everything's old. I mean, the houses are wooden for the most part. And the factories that in some cases are still existent or that have been abandoned, they have a lot of oil in the floors. And once that oil is ignited, those buildings go up.
It will be used to purchase 73 firefighter breathing apparatuses and 7 intervention packs for the city's fire department. North Adams Fire Director Stephen Moranti says state and federal grants are the only way the fire station has managed to stay open.
In the past 15 years, every major purchase that North Adams Fire Department has made has been through some form of grant.
Those purchases have ranged from thermal imaging gear to fire trucks, ladders, and renovations to the firehouse. One grant allowed the department to hire 4 more firefighters, and for good reason.
If this grant was not available to us, we would be in tough shape.
The grant serves North Adams, Williamstown, Adams, Cheshire, Florida, and Clarksburg, and Stamford, Vermont. North Adams will distribute the materials throughout the communities. Based in Springfield, Neal has represented the Berkshires since the latest round of redistricting. Neal has faced some criticism on editorial pages of late for not making many appearances in the district. He spoke in the Berkshires in January and April, and over the last 4.5 years...
With this one here, it's 141 events.
Neal plans to host a town hall sometime this fall, but there's no word yet on where. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.